The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Thanks to our sponsor, Paul Davis. Paul Davis Restoration. Charlotte.PaulDavis.com. More about Paul Davis and what it is that Paul Davis Restoration does.
Later in
coming
the show.
Up in a little bit.
Is Adam coming in today for the Share Funny podcast?
Or is he I don't know. I have no idea. I thought somebody said he was...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know. I mean, I thought I knew why he was in town now, but then again, now I'm just starting to think I don't even know for sure what his visit is supposed to be about. I mean, I'm glad he's here. Don't get me wrong. Always glad to see him. Ace, why did you find out why he was wearing a full-on suit? Yesterday, yeah. With a baseball cap, yeah, looking like he just got drafted.
Yeah, I got out to meet him at the restaurant. I was like, that's an interesting look, a suit and a baseball cap. But, yeah, he had been to court that morning, the traffic court in South Carolina. So he wore a suit and tie to traffic court.
But why the baseball hat? Because he was standing out in the sun for more than 5 seconds?
Yeah, I think because he decided to stand outside and wait to meet us when we got there.
Yeah.
So that must have been it.
Okay.
And then I went with him to a thing at the new Hyatt that opened in Charlotte as part of this Chamber of Commerce thing that he's involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept the suit on, you know, for that. And then
okay.
I had to put a suit on for that.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I just wore it.
Swimsuit?
Yeah. Yeah. I wore a, you know.
Hello, Chamber.
Suit and pants and, suit jacket and pants, and then just like a t-shirt underneath mine.
Uh-huh. Right. I'm sure you both look like big swingers walking in there.
The two don't big, really know what that means.
Swinging
but
D's
know.
In the room.
You want to see me in a place Adam that is not my element. I don't know any of the. I don't know the people. I don't know what we're talking about.
Adam's wearing a Rangers cap.
Yeah.
A New York Rangers cap and a tie.
Ooh, look out.
You walking in there dressed like Don Johnson.
Oh, we got some serious guys in here. Everybody slow down.
Yeah. Right.
You'd like to call the chamber to order?
One guy just got out of court. You know, I mean, they're really setting up. I just came from court. I'd like to talk to you about commerce and chambers. Thank you for having me.
And that bullshit charge I just had to beat.
I beat the case like Rocky.
He said he was the only person in traffic court when he walked in. And he sat down. He goes, and a few minutes later, they brought in a guy in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. And they put him in that part, you know, where they put people in handcuffs. Like, no, I don't know what part that is. I've never been in traffic. I've never been to traffic court, but I've never seen anybody brought in handcuffs. The only time I've seen handcuffs, like the guy that was twice, I've been on a plane where there was someone handcuffed in the back of the plane with federal marshals. That's kind of weird to see.
Yeah, especially since it was the flight attendant.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was when I had that altercation on the plane that time. That was a federal marshal that came from the back. There was a dude handcuffed back there. He got up there and was like, hey, I got it. I got this ticket. We're going to remove this guy from the plane. Not me. They were removing the guy that was giving me lip.
Yeah.
Who's about to get his ass beat.
Yeah, it's never your fault.
Riggins, again, it wasn't my fault. I asked him very politely, excuse me, man, would you mind not cussing in front of the kids? Because you're throwing the F word around a lot. There's a bunch of kids on this plane that can hear you. And he said, well, what about when we get to New Orleans? We'll take care of it with me and my boys. Why wait, my man?
Exactly. I mean, you...
What?
You love him.
So, yesterday was a big day for the most trusted news, I mean, most trusted name in news, which would be CNN. Because they brought their former legal analyst, Jeffrey Pound My Tubin, back. This guy is a shithead. He was a shithead before he was seen masturbating on a Zoom call with his coworkers. And he's still a shithead. He's a low-life loser. And not because of that.
Yeah,
that's the least... Yeah. upsetting thing about Jeffrey Tubin is that he was masturbating on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a terrible, terrible person. And so Allison Camerota, who's got about as much intelligence as this countertop right here, was the one bringing him back yesterday. And used the Jay Leno line from years and years ago whenever Hugh Grant was caught with a prostitute. What the hell were you thinking? Now, do people then just all of a sudden go back to trusting everything that Jeffrey Tubin says as a legal analyst?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's on CNN. He's a good liberal, so he's given a pass. And, you know, enough time has gone by, and, you know, let's have grace and forgive him and, you but know, all of this stuff. But that just shows you that nobody cares what the hell CNN is doing. Nobody watches CNN.
But I do think this is different than had it been legally related. Like he said, I didn't know, I didn't realize I was still on the Zoom call. To me, that's a different episode than like when Brian Williams lied about something that was in the news. Like Brian Williams is a news person who lied about being involved in the news. Like that destroys his credibility. I can see where people would still say, "Oh, Tubin's got good info if they believe he's got good information."
Right, which is
like, they say, okay. He's got good info. That doesn't. The two things aren't related. I guess is what
right,
I'm saying.
And that's what I said. Yeah. This part of his. Work history and all to me is the most forgivable that he was, you know, seen masturbating on a Zoom call. But
I mean,
he's come on,
could have happened.
I say they should have made him demonstrate it. Like, now exactly what were you doing? Show me how you did it. Like, not taking your clothes off or anything, but so the camera's on you and you thought that it wasn't, but you're leaned down in your chair, right? So you're just like slid down in your chair and you're just, you know, you got your little Tubin out.
Mm-hmm. Little Tubin. I call him Little Tubin. That's what he should have said. Lighten the mood. I call it Little Tubin.
I was surprised at all of the fanfare about his return. I was surprised to see, you look at CNN's website this morning and his name, where the top headlines are across the banner at the top, his name is one of those to click to get the big story.
Yeah. But would you want to go back on TV and deal with that?
Yeah.
If it's a paycheck, I mean, depending on how much they pay.
It's a big paycheck, sure. I mean,
you've already embarrassed yourself
to the point
of no return. It's like, okay, we're going to pay you again. You're like, okay.
I mean, would you not come back on the radio?
Yeah, I would. And I know I'm not going to face the toughest questions from Allison Camerota. Like, at least it's not like, you know, Piers Morgan or somebody.
Right, he's not going on with Tucker Carlson.
Exactly. It's like, okay, why was your penis out, though? Like, no one's going to press him. He's like, oh, well, you know, I wasn't thinking. Okay, well, that's not really a great excuse for why you pulled your D out on a Zoom call with women on it. That's not really a good excuse. But she's going to let him slide because he's a coworker. She probably likes him.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, let him go on any other news channel and then let him – that's the interview you want to see. Yeah. What exactly were you thinking?
And he won't go on any other news channel. And they want it to be softballs and easy because now they're over that hurdle. So today he can be on all the time, no problem.
Yeah, and didn't Marv Albert have a sex scandal thing like that? And he – wasn't it Marv Albert?
Yep.
That had that, the sports guy?
Yeah, he allegedly was bit a woman – during an encounter.
Imagine getting bit by Marv Albert.
But again, you know, they do what they want to do, but it's, I don't know how you would ever debate anybody from here on out without the other person saying, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're losing an argument to Jeffrey Toobin, that's the first thing I'm going for. Oh, yeah, why don't you go pull your dick out again, pervert? And he's like, that would totally throw him. That's the golden ticket right there.
See, that's the thing, like with Marv Albert, when they made a big deal about Marv Albert, NBC suspends Marv Albert. Well, for what? Well, there was a lawsuit. There was a sexual harassment lawsuit involved in it. So I can see why they would suspend him. But they're like, you know, it wouldn't affect my ability to listen to Marv Albert call a basketball game because the two things are totally unrelated. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
61 years old. Like, you're a pervert. Like,
At 61, he should not be doing that, pleasuring himself, Riggins?
Not in front of your webcam.
Good point.
He looks good for his age. I give him that if he's 61.
Should anybody be doing it in front of their webcam?
I mean, that's
some people preference. Get paid to do that.
But no 61-year-old should be, like, flaunting himself in front of a camera.
Yeah, he was born in 1960.
So
he's 8 years older than me. That'd be right.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, give him credit for that. Then he looks good for his age. He doesn't look 61.
That's right.
I'll tell you that. maybe that keeps you looking young.
I was going to say, maybe that's the secret to his success.
I wasn't thinking. Well, no shit, Jeffrey. No shit.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Jeffrey.
Relax. Calm down. You weren't thinking.
But I wonder how long they made the deal that he was going to get to come back. They just said, all right, but you got to wait until this. It's been this long.
Yeah.
You know, because they gave Brian Williams another job.
Yeah.
You know, and he's now full swing over on MSNBC as an anchor, sitting in judgment of other people. Yeah. And
how long has it been?
Being snooty and all this stuff.
6 months, 8 months?
Well, you know, since the pandemic.
Been out.
It was during the pandemic. So. Yeah. Hadn't even been a year.
Yeah.
But I wonder if his contract with CNN didn't allow for them to dismiss him because of something like that.
Maybe, or he knows where the bodies are buried over at CNN. They're like, well, we don't want to have him, you know, as our enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is already off the top of CNN's website. He was up there yesterday. So now it's just like business as usual. He's back. We've already covered it. We discussed it. We're moving on. Which is, I think, the right way to play it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see what I
What if he did it again?
Yeah. What are you going to do then?
He's like, okay, you going to try to tell me what to do?
No. Yeah. It would have been funny if he had done something weird during that, like he does it unusually. Backwards or something. You're like, all right.
It's been 8 months.
He was on a tube call.
Yeah, he was. Little tubing. That's so gross.
All right. Well, now we've solved that problem. We can move on.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
You need some property damage cleanup? Cleanup. Fire damage. mold removal, water damage, storm damage. You had a storm come through there. You need it all cleaned up. Contact Paul Davis, Paul Davis Restoration, charlotte.pauldavis.com. They pride themselves, Paul Davis, on their emergency response. You know, boom, boom, quick. You need us, we're going to give you an answer. We'll be there. We'll get to moving immediately on your stuff. charlotte.pauldavis.com, Paul Davis Restoration. You know what? I just had a thought. Since this podcast show thing is all about things that are funny and we try to make everything hilarious, I think that we should replay Riggins' Weekend Review song from today in the Share Funny podcast. Can we do that? Is that possible? Can we do that, Rob? Do you know how to edit that and put it where we can replay it? Have they taught you how to do that yet? Have you gone? Have you had that day of training?
It's already being posted as a podcast. Right
now. Wow.
Okay. So should we not do that during this? If it's going to be, because we don't want to run it in the ground or anything.
Well, I mean, they have to go look for it to get the podcast. So if they hear it here, then they don't have to go look for it.
My mom texted me. She said, "Great week in review. We laughed silly. Nicely done, Sonny." What are you, Betsy Ross? Who types like that? That's my mom.
Sonny.
Sonny. I get, they're in the car to get my parents.
S-O-N-N-Y?
S-O-N-N-Y.
Okay.
Sonny.
I didn't know if she went S-O or S-U on that. I assumed S-O.
Martha Washington is texting me. Mm. Oh, we laughed silly.
Nice.
Sonny. Sonny's is a funny word, Riggins, you can start using for sunglasses, like when you're making fun of millennial women.
Sonny's.
Oh, I love these new Sonny's.
Lindsay used to say that a lot.
Yeah.
Where's my Sonny's? They're on your head.
I just saw an ad that called them Sonny's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to hear a guy say it. Has anybody seen my Sonny's?
Yeah, or when men say undies.
My undies.
That's weird, too.
Yeah.
I don't think you should use the word undies.
No.
I have like a whole thing with my underwear. Did I tell you this? So I got these shorts that have built-in underwear.
Yeah.
But when I go to bed, I take them off. And then I don't like sleeping naked. I just think it's weird. I'm not into it. So then I have to put on underwear to go to bed. And then when I take the dog out in the morning, first thing, I have to take off the underwear, put the shorts back on because those are like my casual shorts. And then those come off to take the shower. It's like a whole thing with like the underwear. Now I'm like,
underwear.
Now I got double underwear, and now I've got extra underwear. And I'm like, I don't remember which ones I wore last night, so I can throw those away. I mean, throw them in the hamper. So it's like a whole underwear thing. It's maybe not all it's cracked up to be, the shorts with the built-in underwear.
Couldn't you just wear something like just shorts to sleep in every night instead of underwear? So then you could not go through so much underwear, and you could just wear shorts every, like the
like
same pair of shorts.
Shorts?
Yeah, like the same pair of shorts.
I guess I could, but that's too
much. That's like sleeping in clothes, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm into that.
Yeah,
because I have sleep underwear. That's all the only time I wear drawers.
Yeah, I sleep naked. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You have specific sleep underwear?
Well, it's the only kind of underwear I have. They're baggy, soft cotton boxers.
Yeah.
But if I wear underwear, they're boxer briefs. But these are just strictly for sleeping, and then I don't wear drawers any other time.
Hmm. See, I can't wear basketball shorts without underwear, though, because
I don't wear basketball shorts.
Oh. And you're kind of like, you know, showing off.
What?
You know, yeah. You can see the outline of your privates.
No. No, no, no.
Oh.
All my shorts are denim.
All denim.
And quilted.
All quilted denim.
There's something you never hear. I sleep in denim.
My Downs underwear.
Yeah. It's weird, though. So now I've got all these discarded pairs of underwear on my closet floor. This is not working out as like I thought it would. But I love those shorts with built-in underwear. Man, they're great.
Hmm. And you say they're not expensive?
They are expensive. Oh, yeah. Huh. Ridiculous expensive.
Are they Chubbies?
They are not Chubbies. They're called Bird Dogs.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Found some on Instagram. They're like Chubbies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Chubbies have the built-in underwear, but
You fall for all that stuff.
I do fall for that. The ads on Instagram are so good.
They
will make you think like, I need that.
Get me every I love them.
I don't know why. What about it is so appealing? But man, it worked.
And so I'm not really been burned by anything. Nothing's really burned me yet that it turned out to not be great or good at least.
Didn't that jacket in the office come from there?
That was my fault though, because when I got it, I looked at it like the jacket fit fine. I just realized. You know, that was a dumb purchase.
Why? Because it was cheesy looking?
Yeah. I should have seen that when I looked at it. That's what I'm saying. That was on me, not the jacket.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you wearing that naked from the waist down, that would be a sight.
Yeah, a members only jacket with no draws.
Are the sleeves, I can't remember, are the sleeves fake leather looking?
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. I don't know what you didn't like about it.
You could probably have it. It's back there in the the office.
You can take it home with you if you'd like. It's
on
free.
It's on his chair.
There. Yeah, it's just sitting there on the in the chair.
You're like, I need that. I need it.
That's cool AF.
It's purple, right?
It's purple. It's purple. Yeah. I gotta have that.
Right. So It was my fault because I couldn't see in the picture that it was the jacket of a douchebag.
That's exactly what it was.
The description of it was, it's called the douchebag jacket.
Yeah.
My fault. I wasn't paying attention.
I literally opened it and went, oh, shit. Whatever. What was I thinking?
They had to check your ID to sell it to you, not to see if you were old enough, but just to make sure that you had a chin strap beard.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah, it was a bad call all the way around. I readily acknowledged it from the moment that I did. I was like, this was a bad one.
You look like the road manager for Loverboy or something.
Yeah. Yep.
The DB special.
Yeah. Why is it called the DB jacket? I don't know. Whatever. Bye.
Add to cart.
How much was it?
It's like $50 or something like
that. Return
that? $50-$60. Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't you send it back?
I didn't think about it.
It's a pain in the ass.
It was a pain in the ass. I brought it to work. We laughed about it. Yeah. Tried to write it off.
Write it off.
It's whatever.
It's a show prop now.
Yeah. We took pictures of it, put it on the internet, so it's fine. Mm-hmm. I can totally write it off, and I got the proof. I bought it just for a radio bit, so it's business expense.
We could actually do that as an online survey, like go through our closets and say, who's got the douchiest, which show member has the douchiest item of clothing? Like something really out of your closet or something.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm trying to think what I've got. Let's see. I'm sure I could win this. I don't know what I've got.
Yeah, maybe we wouldn't let you play since it wouldn't be fair. Because you're a professional.
Okay. It's kind of a dick thing to say.
Well, you just said, I'm sure I could win this.
That's kind of I can say it while I'm thinking. Really, I didn't need anybody else to chime in and assist.
You get your letter jacket from the Douchebag Academy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what else I've got.
Riggins, you probably don't have anything because you throw away stuff.
Yeah. I throw away a lot of stuff, but I still have the, high tops from phase. Purple Velcro.
Yeah, see, I don't. I got rid of most of that stuff. That kind of stuff is. I don't know that I have anything that's super douchey.
What do you think you could get for those shoes if you try to sell them, Riggins? All those high tops.
I don't even know if those are like a cool thing anymore. But I don't know.
How much were they average? Like those?
A couple hundred. Yeah. $200.
You had three pair.
Four
white
pairs.
Okay, you had white and purple and black.
White, purple. Two blacks.
Okay.
One was like a red and black.
And they're, for people that don't know the story, they're like space boots. They're a little bit higher.
Yeah, they're like skating shoes, like high-top skate shoes. They're called Supras.
Yeah, and they're super high-tops.
Yeah, Lil Wayne used to wear them all the time. And I just thought they were cool. So, and I loved them. And I went to like the skate shop to get them in the cool part of town. I was like, what's up? You're like an asshole.
Oh, you didn't order them? You actually went to the store? And
yeah, with all the other skate kids. I'm like, what's up? Were you doing ollies or some shit today? What's on the schedule, bros?
But you've never skated.
No. Yeah. No. My oldest brother got into skating for a while. He's horrible.
Is he still riding the one wheel?
Probably not.
Okay.
He gets into things, spends a lot of money, and then abandons it like somebody else I knew.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh. But I don't spend a lot of money.
Oh, no?
No, stuff. I just get involved in stuff, and then do you think my wife's going to let me just spend a bunch of money on a hobby? No.
No, not a chance.
No way.
My brother went hunting one time, and he sent us a picture of, like, his outfit, and he had clearly gone to, like, L.L. Bean and spent $4,000 on clothes because he looked the part.
Yeah.
Or somebody, like, looks like they were trying to hunt, but very fashionable. And then, like, they went fishing that day, and he said he was afraid to put the worm on the hook or get the fish off the hook. He had somebody else do it. I'm like, well, at least you looked the part, I guess. He's an idiot.
So your brother Kevin, is he still fishing a lot and doing all that?
Yeah. Him and my dad.
Oh.
My dad's way into it.
And they're good at it?
I don't know. I mean, they have a stocked pond, so I guess you always catch fish.
Not always.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you can have a lot of people have stocked ponds. Sometimes they don't catch anything.
Yeah, I don't know what makes you a good fisherman.
Yeah.
But he catches fish. Mm-hmm. He catches a lot of them.
But they don't ever eat them?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Always throw them back?
I would imagine.
Okay.
Oh, that's some redneck shit. I don't care. I caught a fish. I'm like, I don't care why you sent him that. Not going fishing.
I thought Alexis was going to go fishing with your dad.
Yeah. Hey, remember that? He would love that. He would probably love that.
Mm-hmm.
Until she starts talking about vibes and crystals and like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Alexis isn't here today because her friend's baby in Denver is turning one, so she went to celebrate. And we were saying if that friend lived in Boise, Idaho, there's no damn way she'd be going for a one birthday party. It just happens to be in a place where weed's legal.
Is it an actual party?
I don't know.
Like, is there a big festive occasion with lots of friends and family coming for the first birthday?
I don't
know. You know what? Probably. Because the amount of pictures I've seen of people posting their kids graduating from kindergarten, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Screw that.
I'm not a huge fan of that either.
But so stupid.
But we had to go to it because it's a big thing for the kids.
They don't know what's going on during kindergarten.
I can almost see graduating kindergarten, but then the rest, 8th grade graduation, 5th grade graduation, all that stuff.
There's
no.
A 5th grade graduation?
Yeah, I think there was. Like.
I think so, yeah.
And then there should be like I just think there should be one graduation. Yeah, I don't think you should graduate from kindergarten, but they make it a big deal.
It's high school and college. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way it would be if mm-hmm. I were in charge.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Riggin's little song ready. Will we play that next, Rob?
Sure.
That'd be good to go. All right.
Hang on.
More Share Funny in 2 minutes from the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
So, what is Ace & TJ Plus? It's the Ace & TJ Show, plus loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast, recorded live weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace & TJ app. Now, back to Share Funny.
I almost didn't make it back in time, because I had to go to the bathroom. As I walked out, one of the guys that runs the building was walking into the bathroom, so I just went... I had to go all the way to the building to go to the bathroom.
Not today.
Not today, Satan. I'm not calling him Satan. I'm saying I didn't want to talk to anybody. So
Adam, seriously, was he supposed to be here? Because worried about him.
And doing stuff. I don't know.
Oh, he's meeting?
Yeah, I think he had a meeting.
Oh, all right. That's what he always says. I got a meeting.
Ain't got no meetings, man. Mm. You lying?
He does love a meeting.
Yeah. I mean, you know what kind of meeting he loves, really? Mm. A breakfast meeting. He loves having a breakfast meeting.
He does love breakfast.
Uh-huh.
New York. Let's go to breakfast.
Yeah. I like going to breakfast, too. But, I mean, but then you look at it from his standpoint, he's probably doing a breakfast meeting, a brunch meeting, a lunch meeting, a dinner meeting.
Yeah. Yep.
Eats a lot of pie out of that chart.
Yeah,
it does.
He got a
pie charts.
We had a dinner last night at the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh.
And he got him a slice of cheesecake to take back to the room with him because he was waiting for the hockey game to come on at 10 p.m. I think it was 9 or 10 p.m.
Like every red-blooded American male, yeah. I'm just going to get a piece of cheesecake, go watch hockey in my hotel room.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, yeah. We were leaving the thing that we were at yesterday, and I said, where are we going to eat? And he was like, well, there's this place or that place. They were kind of expensive. And we asked the guys who were walking out, like, hey, what else is close around here? He asked. I was literally in the process of telling him, like, over at the mall they've got, you know, he asked the guy, and the guy's like, well, this guy, he mentioned a Cheesecake Factory over there. Adam goes, oh, that I'm excited about that. Well, let's do that. I haven't been to the Cheesecake Factory in a long time. Oof. Like, okay. Perhaps you didn't hear the four other places I just mentioned.
That were. Man, it's a big area of town for great restaurants. Yeah.
But it was good.
There.
I mean, it wasn't bad. Yeah. It was good.
And you just go to Sbarro.
For a New York slice.
Oh, what's wrong with the Cheesecake Factory?
It's in a mall.
Okay.
I haven't been in a mall in years.
Heavens.
Not when other people are in there. That's for sure.
Did you dodge the helicopters that they throw at you from the kiosk? Yeah.
Those big old balloons on a rubber band.
But yeah, he got pumped. Boom, he found boom, it at the Cheesecake Factory. He was excited.
Yeah.
He said, I haven't been to the Cheesecake. I know what I want. I already know what I want. Go
what
in.
Did he get?
Chicken marsala.
Oh, interesting choice.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Hamburger.
Mm. Marsala?
No.
The cheeseburger marsala.
Yeah, the chicken marsala and then cheesecake to go.
Mm-hmm. You know why it's called marsala?
I have no idea.
This was an Italian lady named Marsala created the dish out of wine and the meat.
Is that a true story or is that some
bullshit? No. it's in a Marsala wine sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I like a veal Marsala.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah, it's good. I'm surprised you'd get Italian food in the South, like at a Cheesecake Factory, you know? It's an interesting choice.
Yep.
Bold.
But being from New York and all?
Sure. You've got, like, it's the pinnacle of Italian food. Oh. And, yeah, they're usually pretty critical when they come down here about Italian and all
about
the other
everything.
Foods. About everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Hmm. Oh, well, it's Adam, though. I mean,
right.
Oh, and he is
speak
here.
Of the devil.
He just walked into Rob's room.
He can just feel that we're talking shit. We're not, though.
No. Not at all.
He's a sweet boy.
He said the food was great. And it is. Yeah. It is good. I was just kidding. I just like to pretend like I'm a snob for comedic reasons.
They're making fun of the fact that you chose to eat at the Cheesecake Factory last night.
It was such a treat. You guys all need to quit it.
I didn't say anything. I was like, it was good.
I know. Well, because if you had, I would have thrown you right under the bus. He goes, you know what's good? Cheesecake Factory. No,
well,
the guy said it. The guy said it.
Yeah. How were the fireworks?
I might have missed that.
Surely y'all went to the fireworks stand after the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
No?
I wasn't told it was that night.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Did they do it on every night?
I thought they just would go hand in hand.
Yeah. There'd be a firework stand in the parking lot right outside the Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Yeah.
Just walk across the gravel parking lot to the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. Is that it?
You sore from the mechanical bull at all?
It was a little sore, yeah.
How was your cheesecake when you got back to the room?
It was good. It was funny. I almost came and tried to find you because they didn't give me a fork, which you sometimes need. So I was able to find that in the lobby, and I wasn't about to do some sort of grossness. But I found a fork.
Eat cheesecake with your hands?
Right.
Oh, I would have done that.
Yeah, sure. I probably would have done that wanted before to getting up and walking looking for a fork.
Yeah.
I'm not lazy.
I would have eaten it with my toothbrush. Yeah. Use my toothbrush as a fork before I'd have gone searching for a fork.
I've got some paper out of my briefcase I can fold over and cut it with that. Mm-hmm. So did you stay up and watch the hockey game?
I saw two periods. It was tied.
Because it didn't start until 10.
Nine.
Okay, nine. Okay.
Yeah, and then it was tied. Did they all know the story? I would have gone Saturday.
No, I didn't say anything about it.
Okay, so if Colorado, I know this is thrilling, Riggins. Let me make sure you're clear about this. If Colorado had won last night, I would have been going to the hockey game in Denver on Saturday night, but they lost, so now we're not going.
Oh. Do they refund your money for the tickets?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's the straight up ticket exchange.
Okay, I didn't know it was one of those. Or you bought it from a third party. They're like, oh, sucks for you, dude. Too bad.
No. No. Hockey talk, TJ. I can get into it a little deeper.
I think it's great. You're watching periods and.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two periods. All that stuff. Yeah. Not my idea of entertainment, but, you know.
Two periods. It's an Eiffel.
Yeah, it was getting late.
Mm-hmm.
Got tired.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you two had a fun day yesterday.
Yeah, I had to drag him to an Adam thing. Did he tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was, right. I should have seen the look on his face. That was.
And so I'm assuming that you had the ace documentarian, Mr. Todd, in tow the whole day?
No, he went to some couples something.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was with y'all videoing Ace.
Yeah, we had lunch.
Like documenting Ace.
No.
Different meetings and stuff.
Yeah, yesterday. He was there for lunch, and then he took off.
You know, I'm not having any part of documenting. If it's documenting me.
No, I just always mess with Todd and say, every time Ace goes to the bathroom, you're videoing him. What is your obsession with?
He loves
wanting him. Wanting to see Ace in compromising positions.
He did miss some compromising positions, though. I will say that.
This is a 30-minute video of Ace in a hotel lobby, not talking to anyone in the Chamber of Commerce.
That's what it'd be. Yeah. Me standing head and shoulders above everybody else, but not speaking to anyone, just kind of following Adam around. Like, where are we going next? What are we doing? I'm not sure what we're doing.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the PR people, I could kind of see were doing like that out of the corner of their eye because he's not short. So you know exactly when this, you know, redhead is coming in, who it is.
It's like, who's the douchebag over there that's just standing
there? Right. I mean, no, not right. I mean, I just mean I'm listening and paying attention.
Yeah.
But I don't mind telling you, my feelings are hurt and I'm super pissed kind of that I didn't get to go to that, that I wasn't invited to the chamber meeting.
You're welcome. Let's say what it is. You're welcome.
Gosh, I mean, you see where I'm coming from, Riggins?
100%. Are you kidding me?
Am I not important enough to go to a Chamber of Commerce meeting? Am I an embarrassment?
Feel free then the next time you can. I'll gladly step aside so you can go to the chamber.
You couldn't pay me to go now.
No way.
The damage is done. I'm never going to another thing again.
You missed dinner at a restaurant attached to a shopping mall.
Yeah, no.
And then a meeting.
Right.
And you didn't even think about him.
Mm-mm. No, I did think about him. That's where you're wrong. I did think about him because I like him.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, you know I love a food court better than anybody. Anybody in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Well, you're going to have... You're going to do lunch today with Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Choose wisely.
No, I'm not choosing.
Oh, good call.
It's going to be a power lunch, you know, one of those.
Powerfully quick.
We're going to order. Right, order before we get there so it's on the table already.
We're going to call it in and get it, eat in the parking lot.
I meant we're going to have power bars for lunch on the way out.
Vending machine.
Yeah.
Good talk, Adam. Yeah. I'll see you next time.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the weekend review here?
Oh, is it ready?
Yeah, he's got it loaded and ready to go.
Okay, so every Friday on the regular old radio show at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, Riggins does an original song that recaps everything that happened on the show, or the funny things that happened on the show for the week and in pop culture. It's called Riggins Weekend Review, and today was very, very, it was super extra funny today, so that's why we want to replay it.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Ace said he's on some new medication for anxiety he couldn't ignore. Now I owe Rob and Alexis 20 because we placed bets on what it was for. When I heard him say the word anxiety, I was just totally in shock because I don't think anxiety was a factor when he was throwing hands in a smoothie shop. You seem pretty confident during that.
Oh, yeah, I was locked in that day. I was good.
What are you looking at?
Yeah.
not really anxious at all. I mean, it's none of my business what medicine you take, and it won't work overnight. But if you ever bring it to the studio, look out for sticky fingers on my right. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week stretch.
He's talking about Alexis.
Yeah. Alexis, yeah.
Stealing his truck.
He's accused of stealing.
Doop. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. That's not even fair. She's not even here to defend herself.
Yeah.
Chipotle is raising prices because they raised employee wages. This is one thing I was reading about. I don't know if robots can roll burritos, but I bet Chipotle is going to find out. Alexis is working a second job at a car dealership doing paperwork they have on hand. It's like having 80s comedian Gallagher working at a watermelon stand.
Because she's such a bad driver.
She's horrible. It's like, why would you put her in charge of anything? Speaking of Alexis, we've got a new moon while Mercury is in retrograde. Sounds like we're really in a jam. You can correct this by sending me pics of your boobies in a direct message on Instagram. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. We had a busy week on the show. Our business manager is here to oversee. There's TV shoots and meetings. It's really a nightmare situation for me. Alexis flew out to Colorado yesterday, and she's visiting a few friends, too. Her friends are Kush and Dank Sinatra and a guy named Roach, to name a few.
Dank Sinatra.
Call me Roach. You know, weed is legal out there. It's been that way since I don't know when. So basically what I'm saying is we may never see her again. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Tomorrow is National Rosé Day. Pour a glass and take a few pulls. It's made for women with ankle tattoos and a love for mechanical bulls. A little tragic.
Excellent.
Thank you. Keeping Up with the Kardashians has come to an end. I wish them all the best. If they make another show about egomaniacs, I've got two names that I could suggest. and happy birthday to Dr. Oz, who sits on the Columbia University board. Ace, don't tell him you have anxiety or he'll sell you some tea that you can't afford. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
So, next weekend is Father's Day. And you should really consider the man in your life with this new lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped. You know, they're the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, and this 4.0 trimmer has a lot of new stuff on it that's really, really cool. It's, you know, it's always got the ceramic blade that reduces the accidents, the nicks, the cuts, the all of that stuff.
Right.
But the fourth generation has a you can disable the on and off switch when you're traveling so it doesn't turn on in your luggage and run the battery down. You can turn the spotlight off on it that they have. It's waterproof. And what is the other thing? Oh, the guard links on it that they have. You can use the different links. And it is perfect for Father's Day. And they also have cologne if you want to do that. They have all these other products for cleaning and grooming and skin treatments and all of that stuff. So just go to manscaped.com. You get 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code ACETJ. Manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping. Tell your dad he needs to trim up a little bit down there.
Happy Father's Day,
say
Dad.
It with Manscaped.
Come on, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 1970 anymore.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about the products that we got the other day from Manscaped. I don't think we're supposed to talk about them yet.
Oh, I love it.
It's a whole big kit with a blade, like how to... You know, after you use the trimmer, you want to smooth it up even more.
It's a real...
It's three steps with a different preparation and all that, yeah.
You get all the way
and
down.
The blades, yeah.
Wow.
I know, that's for serious people.
You're not kidding.
That's right. Slicker than whale poop in an ice floe.
Fresh and clean.
I don't even know if that's available to the public yet.
I don't know if I would do that.
Oh, that's, yeah. So you never take have taken the full plunge?
No.
Riggins with the regular blade razor and all that? I mean, you're just pissing in the wind.
Pissing in the wind, he says. Man, I like that.
Yeah.
But this makes it safe to do it.
Hmm?
right. Oh.
It's nice.
Yeah. Very cool.
Very
nice.
Great
stuff. Mm. All of it's great.
So we're just trying to figure out where we're going to go eat lunch at 10 a.m. Or do you have other stuff that we have to do before we leave the radio building, Adam?
Only if you want to have Riggins burst into tears.
Yeah, I'm very busy on Fridays.
Exactly. Yeah.
I did think of a place you could go, though. Take them, go get hot dogs at the place we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a New York hot dog, but they're good.
I could be obnoxious about this topic.
Well,
not that I'm not obnoxious about all topics.
Well, you weren't obnoxious about Italian food last
night. That's exactly what I was like. You've got pasta at the...
Yeah. You know. Oh, and last time he was here, I took him to a country folk owned, a southern country folk owned Italian restaurant. Authentic Italian restaurant.
And did he, was it good?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't complain at all.
No. I'm just saying that.
Wonderfully.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I was just saying that you tried that and it was, you actually liked it.
Yeah.
In Troutman, North Carolina.
So what are they, real Italians? But
Southern people that are Italian.
Really? Yeah. You don't see that often.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were transplants the way I saw it. They had originated, in the north of the U.S. And then come.
No, I think it was a couple of generations.
Yeah.
They had Southern accents.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. And it's good. I know you've talked about that place.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you don't have to deal with the obnoxious New York part just to get authentic.
I only said to Ace that I felt it may have had a little heavy on the garlic in what I normally would have gotten at Cheesecake Factory. I went a little different because the Italian food in Hilton Head Island is poor.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all excited that I could get a nice chicken marsala.
Yeah,
and it was a little.
But they don't have a chain restaurant in Hilton here that could do
only the one I don't like, which is that one with the breadsticks and
Olive Garden.
Yeah,
oh come on,
I don't like Olive Garden at all.
Oh,
why not? Who doesn't like Olive Garden?
It's obnoxious.
Right. They just changed the name of Olive Garden. Did you hear about that? It's called We'll Never Advertise on the Ace and TJ Show. That's what it's called now.
I want to know now, since it's already out there, I love Olive Garden. What is the obnoxious reason you don't like Olive Garden?
I got to really protect myself on this one. I'm not a huge Parmesan cheese on everything kind of Italian food eater. And I don't want to further my hole digging.
Right. Yeah. No, but they do. They never spare the Parmesan.
Never spare the Parmesan.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Rob.
Rob camps out to get that never-ending pasta bowl thing at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
He's got a pasta pass.
My kids are, and that's why I've been there, my kids are ordering the Parmesan cheese with the side of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
They just, that's all they would want to eat. Yeah. So I have to be the dad sometimes and suck it up.
I mean, you guys think you have problems. He can't find good Italian in Hilton Head Island by the beach. You're right.
No, it's hard.
It's you're tough.
Right. Or Indian. They can't find good Indian food either.
No, not find good. There's none.
Okay.
It's Savannah. Savannah has one, which is phenomenal.
Right.
That's a That's a trip.
Wow.
You have no idea how many times I've said, Jody, if I don't get some Indian food in me pretty soon, I am going to bust a gut here. I am going to vomit frustration on myself if I don't get some curry in me.
ASAP.
It's a taste, I get you. Yeah.
And, oh, God forbid, a Pakistani restaurant anywhere within yelling distance.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's
Isn't that where you're Afghani.
I know what you're referring to. It's Afghanistan food that people would never know.
That's what you took me to that day in New York. What kind of place was that?
Yeah.
It was Afghani.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our black and white cookies are Oreos.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh my God. No Indian food to speak of.
No Afghan food. Oh my God.
No Afghani food. It's hard.
What is never mind. I don't even care.
No, there's two types. There's one that's much drier. Like a lot of people just don't like, with Indian food, it has a lot of sauce.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just would prefer like dry. The Afghani that I like is no sauce. It's all just dry in the way it's kind of cooked with a certain different type of fire pit, not a smoker, it's, but it's a similar. It's like the halfway point.
Yeah. Right.
Everything.
With no gravy.
No gravy.
No gravy.
Doesn't look like there's any moisture in Afghanistan. If you've ever seen a video of Afghanistan, everything is dry. Yeah.
How can it be anything but dry?
Yeah. You don't need you don't need water for that.
But again,
the Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.